What did you make of this Packer Murdoch decision? Well, it's not a decision, it's been in the running for some period of time, but the announcement yesterday that they are going to invest in this, well, company.
Yeah, well, they're going to jointly own a portfolio of valuable and strategic media assets, including slices of Channel 9, ACP, Australia's biggest magazine, stable.
Foxtel.
Foxtel, Fox Sports, 9, MSN, important internet properties like carsales.com. I was quite shocked, I have to say, when it was announced, and I think maybe just the audacity of substantially expanding the Murdoch family influence over Australian media. Now, I mean, I've for a long time argued that Australia has too much concentration of power. The two richest families, the Packers and the Murdoch, control too much. It's not healthy for our democracy. And to see them get together and do this deal, and for Lachlan Murdoch to simultaneously say, this deal has nothing to do with News Corporation. Mm-hmm. This is my own deal. I'm going my own way. And to then propose staying on the News Corp board and obviously remaining an heir to the Murdoch family fortune.
Although hasn't had an hands-on input into that, as far as I know, for some time now. Although he is still in name on that board. But didn't he walk away as...
Oh, he resigned with a $10 million payout and signed a two-year agreement not to compete with the company. But when I heard this, I thought, well, Lachlan really must be going his own way. He'll have to quit the News Corp board.
Right.
I mean, there's no way he can stay on. But and I wonder what his dad thinks of it. Now, I think if you look at the way the Murdoch press covered it, and if you understand the detail of some of the assets that... the News Corp has preemptive rights to buy like these stakes in particularly Fox Sports. So the deal had to have the blessing of Rupert. And Rupert's a dynastic guy. He wants to set up his children to take over the empire. So he's just promoted James Murdoch, his younger son, to run the whole European and Asian operation except for Australia. So I think Rupert is delighted with this deal because it puts his other son back into the contest, sort of running media assets and doing deals in Australia with a clear paddock to run in. But I have to admit, I was just shocked that the concept that he could stay on the board. And I really do think there needs to be a full, proper government inquiry into media power, concentration, who's funding Lachlan. And one other thing that staggered me, just absolutely staggered me, was that Lachlan's advisor in this deal was Mark Burrows, who's probably done, apart from Malcolm Turnbull, has probably done more investment banking deals in the media than anyone else. But Mark Burrows is the deputy chairman of Fairfax. So the deputy chairman of Fairfax, the third big player in the Australian media, is out there advising Lachlan Murdoch on how to do a deal with the Packers.
Interesting.
And I just found that staggering. And the fact that Lachlan would propose staying on the board, equally stunning. So my personal view is very audacious. James Packer is getting out of the media even more. He takes $250 million in cash off the table with this deal. He doesn't have to front shareholders at public company meetings to talk about the media, which he hates. And it is part of the progressive withdrawal from the media that he does as he makes his way into the casino business to, I think, recover the hundreds of millions of losses that his father lost at the casino table. I think he wants to show his father that he was playing on the wrong side of the table.
On the wrong side, and he wanted to be the house.
That's right. So he's going to show his dad that you make money being the house. He doesn't like the media. But I think his father would be quite shocked at this deal as well.
Extraordinary. Stephen.
Thanks, Lindy.
Good luck.
We'll all need it in this market.
I wonder how my superannuation's going.
Badly.
Fearful. See you tomorrow from 3. Till then, take care.